sort of man do you think is committing these murders?
He's a cool, intelligent, cunning individual.
He's having a deep hatred of prostitutes.
The killer they call the Yorkshire Ripper.
Brutal murder, wasn't it?
Oh, yes, it was. Very brutal murder.
She's had very severe head injuries. Other injuries, which I don't wish to elaborate on.
There was teeth marks left on her body that gave police the valuable information.
In the past 4 years, 12 women have died in the very same way.
I'd like to say that I curse him and that I hope he goes rotten from head to foot if the police don't get him first.
You don't let your kids go out in the street.
Frightened to go over to the shops now, anywhere near the Chapel Town area, it's very frightening.
We have 5,000 officers in this force, and I intend that all those officers, on every day of their duty, will be contributing to this inquiry. This man has to be caught.
The police services are stretched to their utmost on the investigation.
I've got to admit to the public that we've not been successful up to now.
Hundreds of people are now writing in with information. Mail is arriving by the sackful.
Over 3,000 statements have been taken, and 9,000 men have already been eliminated from our department.
We have received letters that we believe to be genuine, and we are presently analysing a tape that we also believe comes from someone who would very much like to talk to in connection with this inquiry.
I'm Jack. I see you are still having no look catching me. I have the greatest respect for you, good Lord. You are no need of catching me now. And 4 years ago when I started... I reckon your boy.
And anyone who missed the tape recording can now put a phone call in to Leeds 469-111.
Every time the phone rings, I wonder if it's you. If I get up in the middle of the night, I can't help thinking about you. I feel that I really know you.
I'm not quite sure when I started you.
But I don't regard you as evil.
You never learn, do they, George? I bet you warned them.
Your voice is almost sad. To me, you're like a bad angel on a mistaken journey. And while I would never condone your methods, I can sympathize with your feelings.
Inevitable speculation that Laura Baines may be the 13th victim of the Yorkshire Ripper.
We hope and pray there may be no more funerals like this one.
While I could never condone his methods, I can sympathize with his feelings. Assistant Chief Constable Bill Molloy on national news last night.
Christ! He's lost it.
Badger Bill is retiring, Philip.
I've asked Pete Hunter to join us. I think he's our man. He's Assistant Chief Constable of the Greater Manchester Force. Married, no children, good man, a steady man, squeaky clean.
They're ready for you now, Mr. Hunter, if you'd care to come this way. Mr. Hunter, gentlemen.
Thank you for coming, Mr. Hunter. Philip Evans, Regional Inspector of Constabulary for Yorkshire. Sir John Marsden, Chief Inspector of Constabulary. Michael Warren from the Home Office.
As I sat on the phone, there's been another. Laura Baines, student nurse, 20 years old. Leeds again.
It's a farce. Now, you saw Bill Molloy on the box last night. What do you make of him?
I think he's under a lot of pressure.
It's become a personal vendetta. Can't have that.
There'll be a press conference tomorrow. Harold Angus will tell them Bill Molloy's out.
Now, there have been calls for outside help and a fresh perspective and so on.
Which is why we've asked you here today. We want you to head up a covert Home Office inquiry into the Ripper investigation.
Why covert?
Don't want to go washing our dirty linen in public, do we?
As far as West Yorkshire is concerned, your squad will be there in an advisory capacity.
Mr. Hunter, this goes right to the top. The Home Secretary is taking a personal interest.
Oh, I'm quite sure he is, sir.
You'll handpick your own officers, be based in Leeds, and be answerable only to myself.
And the Home Office, of course.
Ask.
Ask what, sir?
Why you? That's what you want to know, isn't it?
Okay, sir. Why me?
You've previously been involved in investigations into the West Yorkshire Force, haven't you?
The Karachi Club shooting, for one?
Oh, with all due respect, sir, that was over 5 years ago. I failed to reach a conclusion.
Why was that?
I couldn't continue my inquiry for personal reasons.
These investigations, they make you popular with the West Yorkshire lads, did they?
No, sir.
What's it they call you? Saint Cunt, isn't it? Bother you, that?
No, sir. Doesn't.
Then there's your answer.
DCS John Nolan. 20 years experience. Got two tours with me.
Good man.
And Detective Helen Marshall.
Helen Marshall?
Yes, sir.
These are the best we have.
I'd like them both. If that's okay with you, sir.
I've been instructed to give you whatever you need.
Thank you.
I made your mind up pretty quickly about doing the job.
Not something I felt I could refuse.
You could have paid. I would have.
It's a job that needs to be done. It's an honour for the Manchester Force.
Let's hope so, Peter.
We're working 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, with limited time off. So if you cannot commit, please say so now.
I'm in.
Thanks, John.
I'll have to get someone to feed the cat, I suppose.
Thank you. John, me and you will head over first thing. Helen, we'll meet you in Leeds Tuesday morning, 9 sharp.
Do they know we're coming?
Brass, yeah, but not the lads or the press. We're going to keep it low-key. Thank you.
Go clear my desk, then, eh? See you later, boss.
Thanks, John.
Thank you.
For what?
Asking for me.
No competition.
His 13th victim, as the West Yorkshire Police confirmed that the killing of Laura Baines bore all the hallmarks of Britain's most wanted man.
Bloody Yorkshire.
In Northern Ireland, Republican prisoners in the Mays Prison have again embarked on a hunger strike after the Home Secretary refused
to... Ladies and gentlemen, last night an emergency meeting of the West Yorkshire Police Committee was called in light of the confirmation of Laura Baines as the 13th victim of the Yorkshire Ripper. I would like to announce a number of internal operational changes. As of today, Detective Chief Superintendent Morris Jobson will have sole responsibility for the hunt for this man.
Would you care to point out allegations that valuable time has already been lost on this investigation?
Laura Baines got reported missing as early as...
I'm not taking questions on this at this point.
I want you to come up with rumours that she bled to death while officers failed to respond to the calls from her flatmates.
How do you respond to suggestions that the so-called Yorkshire Ripper papers are hoax?
Shambles.
Like a flight of shit, you are, Hunter!
Steady, Bill.
And you can fuck them all! Detective Chief Superintendent!
Don't take it personally, Morris. He's out of shock.
You didn't tell him he was going.
I've arranged a nice dinner for this evening. We'll talk things over then. Nice place, good steaks. Just us.
I'm with John Nolan.
Oh, don't worry about John. Dickie Alden and a couple of the lads will take care of him.
Harold Angus of West Yorkshire announces a brain trust with senior detectives have been drafted in to assist in the hunt for the Yorkshire Ripper. This super squad...
Don't waste any time, do they?
Peter Hunter... Rachel.
Sorry there's no red carpet.
Didn't expect one.
That's lucky then, isn't it? You keep going back for more until I have to roll you out.
Sure. No, thanks.
Not on hunger strike, are you?
How do you mean?
Well, in sympathy, like. The Mays. You're Roman, aren't you?
I'm not religious.
Oh, I heard you were. No offence.
You do know why I was brought in by the Home Office?
I know everything, Hunter.
So you understand that to do the job I need unhindered access?
I wouldn't want to limit the scope of your investigation in any way.
I'm going to need to copy all files pertaining to the Ripper inquiry.
Do you know how many files there are, Pete? I've had to reinforce the floor to support them.
Another drink?
No.
Those files won't mean fuck all without a guide.
Well, if you could supply us with a liaison, that'd be a great help.
How's your wife these days, Hunter?
She's fine.
She hasn't been too good, that's all. Don't mean to pry.
Oh, she's fine, thank you.
I hear the casino's worth a visit.
That's me, gentlemen. I've had a long day. I think I'm going to go back to the hotel.
You're a guest. Morris, memorandum.
It's, terms of reference for your investigation.
Terms of reference? What do you mean?
I don't like open-ended inquiries.
Joan, I woke you up, darling. I'm sorry. Go back to bed, darling. I'll talk to you in the morning. Yeah. I miss you too. All right, Joan, that I love. Bye. 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 Bye.
To a robbery and shootout at the Karachi Club in Wakefield, which claimed seven lives.
Word about shooting.
Two police officers were seriously injured in the incident. PC Tommy Douglas was shot in the shoulder, and Sergeant Bob Craven suffered serious head injuries in the attack.
It's like the papers say. Sergeant Craven and PC Douglas are on the mend. But they're not up to questioning just yet.
Go out to the families of PC Tommy Douglas and Sergeant Bob Craven. An outside force will be reviewing the actions of the West Yorkshire Police, and we, of course, welcome their inquiry.
Just as they're about to knock off, Craven and Douglas get the call.
Call was logged at 1:28 a.m. Anonymous.
Why does it smell so bad?
What about the barmaid?
Looking for.
Got a name?
Not yet.
Two shotguns. One Smith & Wesson, and two MP5s.
Craven reckoned a four-man team.
Well, we've got five guns.
I still can't get this clear, can you?
I just can't see it. Something's wrong here.
Building bridges, you know. You?
A couple of pints with Dickie Alderman, a few other lads. Friendly enough.
Learn anything?
Yeah, morale's low. Bill's going was the last straw. Our presence doesn't help. There's no phone lady working on it.
Christ. These are on the way, apparently.
Can't be too careful now, can you?
Detective Superintendent Bob Craven. Sergeant back then, wasn't it?
Aye.
You look in a better state than the last time you met.
You don't.
Right. I'm going to be your liaison along with Detective Inspector Dickie Alderman here.
I've been involved since day one.
I went on a case on a personal basis.
Yeah. We've forgotten more than most, no?
That's a pity, isn't it?
You know what we mean. Finished and do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, here's what we're going to do. I'm going to give each one of you a year or two of the investigation and 24 hours to get to grips with the files. I want details of cars sighted, descriptions of all witnesses, suspects, whatever. And this time round, I want them irrespective of blood type. I want us to forget all previous investigations, and that includes the Geordie accents on that tape.
Oh, Bill Malloy, very, very certain that tape were genuine.
Well, Bill Malloy's off the case. We're starting from scratch. Right, John. I want you to do 1974, 75 and 76.
76 was a very quiet one. That's favouritism from the boss, I reckon. What do you reckon?
Ellen, you get the short straw, 77.
Busy boy, that Jubilee, weren't he?
Four in a row.
Why don't I do one of Ellen's? Here, I'll do this one. Where's Strachan?
No, we'll keep it as it is. You got a problem with that, Helen?
No, it's fine.
Okay. I'll take 78, 79 and Laura Baines. Okay, listen. The Yorkshire Ripper's name's in those files. Trust me, we've had him in and let him go.
What makes you so sure of that?
Well, here's the problem, Bob. You've been looking for some hunchback lorry driver with a Geordie accent, flesh between his teeth and hammer in his back pocket.
What do you think we should be looking for, then?
Before this latest, he was quiet for 15 months, right?
Makes you wonder what he was doing all that time.
Exactly. What do you do in your spare time, Bob?
What?
What's your hobby?
Well, actually, minge, Mr. Hunter, why?
You don't get out as much as you'd like to, right?
Obviously.
Why is that?
This job, I suppose.
He's the same. He's got the same bollocks in his life as we've all got. Work, the wife, kids.
Oh, holidays. Married, with kids. Oh, right, yeah.
Married, no kids.
No one to cover up for him, what he's done.
She doesn't think she's doing. Doesn't see him for what he really is. And neither do we.
Sorry to interrupt, Mr. Hunter. Your wife left a message. She wants to know if you're coming home for dinner tonight.
Thank you.
You better up to it, Mr. Hunter, eh? Don't want winter in the house now, do we?
No more than Laura Baines.
He changed all that, didn't he? Laura gets off the bus at 9:29, crosses the road. He comes up behind her, hits her on the head. Drags her over there.
She's got to be the last.
You know people are going to talk.
About what?
You punishing me with 77. Bob Craven clocked it.
Yeah, I don't like Mr. Craven.
He's a knob. According to the lads, he hasn't been right here since the Cratchit Club shooting.
Yeah. Then they left some bits out and they rebuilt him. God, that was a mess. So what's up?
What do you mean, what's up?
You said you wanted to see me.
That was it. I wanted to see you.
Helen.
Look, I'm just finding it a little difficult pretending nothing ever happened between us, that's all.
But I didn't really, did it?
Well, it did from where I'm standing. Look, I'm not going to cause a scene. I'm not going to contact the wife.
Helen.
It's a joke, look. I don't regret anything. It's done. Just don't pretend it didn't.
It was disloyal. was unprofessional. That it was unforgivable. And I do regret it.
Well, that's your problem, isn't it? Still haven't. Seven times it stabs her.
Seven, Mr. Hunter.
Yes, please. Thank you.
Up in the attic.
It's all right. I'll get the steps from the garage. I'll be up in no time.
Those lights are so old.
Shots fired in the private bar of the Karachi Club. Sergeant Craven and PC Douglas respond. Down the stairs, eight dead, smoke. Four blocks in huts with shotguns, more shots, beaten, left for dead.
Doug, you still can't remember a thing. Bob, well, he's in a bit of a state.
Craven and Douglas knew shots had been fired, knew the SPG are on the way, and still they go charging in there. Strange.
Hero cops, remember?
Don't quite add up, do they?
It's your investigation, Hunter.
I want to talk to them.
And you will, but not just yet.
Sergeant Croft, sir. Telephone call for Mr. Hunter. It's your wife, sir. Sergeant.
John?
Oh. Okay. I'll be right back, okay? I'm leaving now.
John, we can try again.
Been over the other side, boss.
No Helen?
She's all right, ain't she? No, I do like gravy with my beef. Don't you?
Yeah, well, cheers for that, Bob.
Get started, shall we?
Joan Richards. Found on February the 6th, 1976, in an alleyway on the Manor Street Industrial Estate, Leeds.
Structure of the investigation?
Fish and chip job, as it was then.
Yeah.
We still had Chief Superintendent Jobson on it, though.
were on this one, right, Bob?
Yeah, I were.
So why don't you talk us through it?
Eh?
It'd be a great help if you could.
Show blueprints on her legs, you know. Wellington's. Pulled her bra up over her tits. Shoved a piece of wood up her fanny, that kind of thing.
Who was running it?
The Owl were running it.
Jobson. And two other names that are going to keep coming up. Detective Inspectors Alderman and Prentice.
Good team?
Ah, yeah. Good team. Some of the best men we've got.
And then you came on board?
And then I came on board, Mr. T, yeah.
And?
And the pathologist linked it with the other murders, right?
That's about it, yeah.
Thanks for that, Bob. Yeah. Take a break, shall we? Bob, can I have a word? Been around all this a long time, haven't you?
Ripper? Hmm. Too bloody long.
In deep, aren't you?
Eats me up, yeah. Same for a lot of lads. That's not a crime, is it?
No. You must have your own theories.
Oh, I do, yeah.
So why don't you share them?
With you? No, I don't think I will. We'll catch our Ripper, not you, Miss Dunter.
You're taking your time about it, aren't you?
Yeah, well, it's not just about the Ripper, is it, Miss Dunter? Not for you. That's not why you're here, is it? Not really.
What do you mean?
You know what I mean. It's about seeing how many horses you can take down with him.
Why would I want to do that?
Because it's in your nature, isn't it? No. Like I said, we will catch our Ripper, Mr. Hunter. Not you. Can I go now?
Yeah.
A lot to do.
Yeah. Can I come in?
It isn't convenient.
Right. Right, I'll see you tomorrow.
Yeah, see you.
Mr. Hunter. My name's Martin Laws. Could I have a word?
What can I do for you, Mr. Laws?
I've a young man outside. He's an unsettled lad, but he's desperate to speak to you.
About what?
A young woman called Claire Strachan. It'll only take a minute. forget to get him round that door.
I'll be out here.
Lock the doors.
It's okay. What happened to you?
Occupational hazard, Mr. Hunter.
What's your name, lad?
No names. Did you come alone?
You on the run?
No. Always.
You knew Claire Strachan?
Bit late, Mr. Hunter. She's been dead 3 years.
Oh, I'm aware of that. How did you know her?
She were a friend. A sister, really. She didn't deserve what happened to her.
Is that what you wanted to tell me?
Ask Eric the pimp if you want to know more.
A pimp? I think you're wasting my time, aren't you, son?
She had two little daughters. And she were loved. I mean, that's more than a lot of people, isn't it? BJ. They call me BJ.
Stand up.
Waste your time. But BJ was very insistent.
What exactly is your line of work, Mr. Laws?
Community work. I work with the sick, the lonely, the dispossessed. Oh, goodness, I'm not under arrest, am I?
You don't like the police much, do you?
No love lost, no.
So when someone kicks down your front door, kills the dog and rapes the wife, who are you going to call?
Well, it certainly wouldn't be the West Yorkshire Police. They'd already be in there, wouldn't they?
I might want to talk to you again.
I stay in Fitzwilliam. It's a little mining village not far from here. Wouldn't think it was your type of place, really. Take care, Mr. Hunter.
Dear Bill, I warned you and Jack from the post. There's a surprise waiting for you in Preston. Hawes getting younger all the time. Yours respectfully, Jack from Hell. This letter was received at the offices of the Telegraph in August, 13th June 1977. Helen?
'77 was a hell of a jubilee. The surprise in Preston was Claire Strachan, convicted prostitute and registered alcoholic. Claire wasn't immediately linked to the Ripper. The type of injuries didn't correspond. She was taken to some disused garages on Frenchwood Street, had sex, and then was hit on the head with a blunt instrument. She was kicked in the face, head, breasts, legs, and body. Her attacker jumped up and down on her chest, causing a rib to puncture her lung and kill her. She had bite marks on her breast and been penetrated by a variety of objects, twice sodomized, once post-mortem. Sergeant Bob Craven was sent to Preston to investigate, but found no evidence to connect Strachan to the others. Correct, Superintendent? Thank you, Mr. Craven. Her pimp was Eric Hall, Detective Inspector Eric Hall.
This force?
Eric Hall was murdered in an unconnected incident, but before that he was a suspect.
Yeah, but I think you'll find that the tests later revealed that the killer of Strachan and the writer of that letter were the same person, weren't they? Same blood type, B, I mean, that's very rare.
Well, initially, you didn't think it was the same man?
Well, at the start, the only links we had were that they were all slags.
Until the letter?
And the sample.
Then Strachan was in?
Yeah. Oh. It felt like I were in court then.
Relax, Bob. You're amongst friends.
Yeah, I know.
Do you want to add anything else?
No, thank you.
I'm not convinced.
I mean, The semen found in Strachan, the saliva off the letter, the blood group, all match.
That's neat.
No, not forensic, love.
The point is, either Strachan was killed by the Ripper or she wasn't. And if she wasn't, then that would mean we've got ourselves two Jacks, not one. Love. Sorry to disturb you.
What's up?
Can I come in?
Yeah. It's an excellent job you did today. Do you really think we're looking for two Jacks?
Well, it's a possibility, isn't it?
Do you want something to drink? I've got tea or coffee.
No, someone's just contacted me on behalf of Libby Hall, Eric Hall's wife. But it's you she really wants to speak to, apparently.
Right.
You know what happened to her?
I know a bit, yeah.
Things he did to her. Things he made her do. Drove to the bathroom, tried to drown her. Left her on the floor for her son to find. She turned religious after that. Like a lot of them do. Can't blame her. You think she'd have moved? I hope you don't mind, I've invited Reverend Laws.
Well, we've already met. Mr. Laws.
Mr. Hunter.
Reverend Laws is a comfort.
This is Detective Helen Marshall.
How are you?
Okay.
You work your team too hard, Mr. Hunter.
I'll be the judge of that.
Do you want to sit down?
Thank you.
Mrs. Hall, do you mind if we had a word in private?
Well, there really isn't anything that Reverend Laws hasn't already heard.
All the same.
No, it's okay. It's fine, it's fine. On you go.
Eric was a suspect on the Claire Strachan murder, wasn't he?
Until that letter came, supposedly from the Ripper.
You don't think Strachan was killed by the Ripper?
Eric knew it wasn't the Ripper. He never did shut up about things, did he? He was calling people up. Papers. Anybody who'd listen. So someone put them onto him. Shut him up. Eric kept notes, he kept recordings and everything. I gave everything to Detective Superintendent Jobson.
Okay.
That was 3 years ago.
And you've heard nothing?
Just a minute. I found these in the garage. Claire Strachan is page 13, I think. It's my husband's business interests. Didn't ask any questions.
Did Eric have any particularly close friends?
Not really, no. Only Dougie. Dougie used to come over and play a round or two with Eric every now and again.
Dougie? Tommy Douglas?
Yeah, and his wife, Sharon. She was much younger than him. I think she was a model. What would you do if they threw you out?
I don't know.
some bad things, said Eric. But he didn't deserve what happened to him. You look tired.
I haven't been sleeping.
Isn't that the worst kind of hell?
Good night, Mrs. Hall.
What did he say to you?
Nothing, really. He was just kind.
Kind? What do you mean, kind about what?
He was just friendly, Peter.
He's supposed to be on duty.
Your wife's been calling, Miss Hunter.
I'm 64.
I'm going up.
You sure you don't want a quick drink?
No, thank you.
Well, I'd better go and say hello.
Don't forget to call the wife.
Evening.
Want a drink?
Ah, okay, Bob, I'll have a quick one.
I thought you had one of them already.
Steady on, Bob. Out of order.
Oh, I don't know. I mean, I fucking definitely would. Wouldn't you, Dickie?
Yep.
Get him a drink.
I'll have a pizza, please, mate.
Yeah, well, Eric, lent us a two-bob note. Gets involved with this gang knocking off post offices. All goes belly up. They take it out on him. Brought it on himself, really.
Yeah, and her.
Okay.
She reckoned Eric got done because he kept bleating on her bath. Claire Strachan not being one of Rippers.
You're at your post, is it, boss?
It's part of Eric's stash.
Nice.
My guess is that Eric Hall and Tommy Douglas were running it.
Dougie gets pensioned off, sinks all his compound to white legs. Makes sense.
Listen, John, are you okay holding the fort for a while?
Yeah, good place to pause, fixed up.
Okay. I want to talk to Dougie.
Douglas is fucked. He's a bitter man. Take care, Peter.
She's a lovely looking kid. You're a lucky man.
She keeps me young, does that, Karen? You got any yourself?
No, just me and the wife. He came through all right, Dougie?
You think so? I'm on three different kinds of painkillers for this useless bugger. Bastard.
Never found them, neither.
Not likely to, either. Not now.
At least the force saw you all right.
Bollocks. All this is on the never-never, isn't it?
Business didn't work out with Eric, then.
What business?
Spunk magazine. Hello, love.
Who's this?
Peter Hunter, Sharon, love. Assistant Chief Constable.
Yeah? 10 bloody years he gave you lot. Come on, Karen. Let's get some dinner.
It was out on her and all. Some cunt tried to kill me. Can you imagine what that does to you?
Tell me about it, Dougie. I never got the chance to ask before.
That night at the Karachi Club.
I don't remember a thing.
Sharon,
please.
I'm not fucking having it. I don't
want you
involved.
In the house.
Come on.
Pete. Good to see you. You look well.
You know why I'm here, Morris?
Short straw.
Eric Hall. 3 years leads about Eric Hall's notes.
Yeah, well, he's been always up to his fucking neck and shit, Eric. Those notes his wife sent over, they were just ramblings, to be honest.
Ramblings? Like the fact that he pimped Claire Strachan.
And well, nothing was ever proved.
What about this?
Like I said, he was up to his fucking neck in it.
Morris, that rag features one of the Ripper's victims.
Occupational hazard, isn't it?
What happened, Morris?
How do you mean?
When did we start to be on opposite sides of the fence?
We aren't.
It feels like it, though, doesn't it?
Woo! Down into the fucking belly we go!
Is it all right if we smoke?
Yes. Right, Detective Inspector Richard Alderman. Inspector Jim Prentice, I'd like to thank you for coming.
We got any sandwiches?
Let's get started, shall we? Now, both of you have been involved in the Ripper inquiry from the off, so obviously you both have a tremendous amount of knowledge about the different investigations, the methods and procedures. You were the senior detective.
Still are.
Right. And the other detective involved was Bob Craven. So, I'm interested to know what you feel, given that you've worked under Bill Malloy and Maurice Jobson.
What we feel?
Well, Mr. Knight first Sunday off in 3 months. Can I ask the next fucking question, Mr. Hunter?
Sit down.
Sit down, Detective Inspector.
I'd like to know the differences in the styles of operations, if you don't mind.
Everything was different. This is 5 years ago. Much smaller up.
So Claire Strachan wasn't in at this stage?
Not until after the blood test and the letters.
Yeah, like you didn't know.
Strachan was in and out for quite some time, wasn't she?
Initially, yeah.
That's also true of a number of the other murders and attacks, isn't it?
What's your point?
My point is, who's in? Who's out and who decides?
So you want me and Jim to go through every fucking unsolved murder in Yorkshire and tell you why or why they're not Ripper cases?
Just one. Claire Strachan. Lucky the Ripper wrote that letter, eh? Otherwise Claire would have been just another unsolved.
Wasn't the fucking Ripper.
Shut up, Dick.
Shut the fuck up. I'm not having this piece of shit strolling in here telling me what I can and can't say. Come on, John, you know, everyone knows.
He's talking bollocks. Of course it was the
Ripper. Fuck off. Strachan was knocked up with Eric's kid, wasn't she? So he did it.
So what's the Ripper doing claiming Claire as one of his then?
There's only ever rumour about Strachan being knocked up, just hearsay.
You still should have told me, John.
Yeah, I know. Sorry, boss. Jobson's not going to be very happy, is it, where we've treated his lads?
Morris can piss off. It's a Home Office review.
You think you're up for all this, Pete?
How do you mean?
Well, it's getting dead murky, isn't it?
No one takes the bone off me this time round.
I'm Gonna get an early night. See you in the morning, boss. Night.
Right now?
I've got serious information.
Concerning?
Concerning me, for fuck's sake. Not on the phone. I need to see you.
First.
No. Preliminary post-mortem revealed Karen Douglas died of a single stab wound to the heart. You said Douglas called you?
He had information.
About what?
We'll never know now, will we?
Ex-copper and his kid. Top policeman. Sniff of the Ripper in there. Right fucking mess. Doesn't look good, does it?
You sound like you're blaming me.
Word is you've been intimidating Jobson's officers, questioning their integrity.
Well, I've certainly been questioning their capabilities.
There have been threats of resignation.
Oh, good.
Pete, it's a lousy job. No one would blame you if you pulled out.
Absolutely not, sir. No way. Not now.
So long as you're not letting it get to you, Peter. Letting it get personal.
Mr. Hunter, I wonder if you could comment on the catalogue of bungling and neglect that has characterised this investigation?
These issues are a matter of concern to us and are part and parcel of the review, but it would be unprofessional of me to comment any further at this time.
Are you at present investigating any connection between the murders of Claire Strachan and a vice detective called Eric Hall?
Not at all.
So there's no truth that those murders are linked to the recent murder of ex-policeman Thomas Douglas and his daughter Karen?
Absolutely not.
Are you able to confirm or otherwise rumours circulating to the effect that you're about to be removed from the so-called super squad due to personal conflicts with senior police officers?
Interview's over. Thank you.
Where's Ellen? She should have been here. I thought she would be.
Miss Marshall not in her room?
No, sir. Not since yesterday. Oh, this was left for you, sir. I heard the closing of all the shops early again, sir. Because of him.
Thank you. So sorry to bother you again. I was just wondering if Miss Marshall had been back here at all.
Helen? Yes, she came back last night, about 9:30, I think. She wanted to see Reverend Laws. He's helped me so much at least. I'm really pleased that they've become acquainted.
They met after we were here.
Yes, she's become quite a convert.
He lives in Fitzwilliam, doesn't he?
Netherton Close. I've never been there myself, man.
Where have you been?
I had to go home.
What for? I was worried about you.
I don't want to talk about it, Peter.
I went to see Mrs. Hall. She said you were looking for Martin Laws.
He's just been very supportive.
About what?
Just leave it, Pete, please.
I've got some bad news. Any of this gets out and I'm finished.
Was it blackmail? Was there a note?
No.
Well, then it's just someone trying to rattle you, that's all.
Well, it's worked. What a fucking mess.
Hey, it'll be all right. It's nothing. It's just two people in a park after a rough day. It's nothing. We all need a break, Pete. It's Christmas, isn't it? Come on, we should get a drink.
Yeah, young couple just got married, right? And he comes home on Friday night for the pub and he says, I want to try a new sexual position. She says, oh, aye. What's that? He says, it's called wheelbarrow, right? And what you have to do, you have to get down, back on all fours, and I'll get your legs, and I'll slide in, and then I'll walk you around. And she went, all right, I'll do it, as long as you don't go past me mum's.
To the super squad.
The braids truck.
The footwits.
Merry Christmas.
To say thank you, really. Thanks for everything. And I wanted to say I'm sorry. I'm sorry if I insulted you. I'm sorry if I hurt you.
Pete.
I do like you. Too much. That's why what happened happened.
Please, Pete, don't.
I just... I wanted to tell you how I felt.
What a bloody good screwing the boss did me, eh?
God. What a pair. You have a Merry Christmas, Helen.
Me too. Pregnant.
What?
I got rid of it.
When?
Sunday. Manchester. My Martin-law's out mail. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
Why didn't you come to me?
Gonna do about this mess?
Let us worry about that, yeah. You just keep it together, lad.
I am not gonna be the fucking goat. There's always a goat and it ain't gonna be me.
It won't come to that.
I fucking rage it won't.
You. You're threatening me, Nicky.
I am just saying that it's gone out of hand. Like he's gonna rip this whole fucking thing up.
Not a word, Nicky. Eh? Not a word.
Are you sure?
And you'll listen to me. We will take care of everything.
No, that's what you're saying.
No. No. As I say, those animals are fucking about with you.
I'm upset.
We all are.
I can't do time. I can't think of all.
You won't have to. Take a moment.
What do you want, you fucking puff?
Art. It's art.
What's the matter with him?
Bad day.
aren't they all? Always got to be a goat, eh, Bob? You know that, son.
You've had a few, haven't you, Mr. Hunter?
So who's it going to be, then? Who's going to take the fall for Dougie?
Tommy Douglas. He's my best mate.
Mate with a grudge and a big mouth.
Shall I tell you what I do know? You're fucked. You're fucking finished.
Merry Christmas, Bob.
What, an 8 seconds?
Thought Carl was going to have it off your wrist.
He took a shine to it, didn't he?
Mm. Oh, they're lovely, aren't they?
Yeah, they
What are you going to do about it?
Please.
It was my house. It could have killed us. Could have killed my wife.
Where's Joan now?
Are you asking me to trust you? What's this?
Mr. Hunter. Sit down, please.
You heard about the house?
Yeah, we know, Pete.
What's going on?
Allegations have been made against you that indicate a disciplinary offence.
What allegations?
We're making a number of inquiries.
Peter, we would like to invite you to take extra leave.
Extra leave? What about the Ripper inquiry?
Chief Superintendent John Nolan will take over your team.
Is this anything to do with Detective Alan Marshall?
Can't say, Mr. Hunter.
We'd like you to provide us with the details of your bank accounts, you know, savings account, any credit cards you might have.
I'm afraid I can't give you that information.
Peter.
Fire took the lot.
Very convenient.
Yeah, it is, isn't it? Very convenient. You think about that, sir.
Take it easy.
Passport?
We lost everything.
Pity.
Fucking hell.
It is now my intention to ask you to clear out your office and to leave these headquarters immediately. You will have to make yourself available for an interview tomorrow, 2 o'clock, Leeds Street. My office.
I'll give you a hand, eh? Sorry about your house. This is your mail.
We're still on the same side, Morris.
Pete.
How deep does the rock go, Morris? Eh? How deep? And who stops it?
Welcome back, sir.
Whether Mr. Hunter's suspension is in any way linked to an apparently hostile report he was preparing to the management of the faculty of the Westminster Police in regard to their handling of the inquiry.
Well, in this pizza parlour, they've noticed a very sharp fall off in trade since the river's last.
Hello, is Mr. Evans available, please? It's Peter Hunter again. Yeah, I know that, love, but it's quite urgent. Okay, thank you.
I was worried about you, Meg.
Hey, John.
Okay. Listen. Right. Go home.
I haven't got a home.
Go to Jones' folks and whatever, just go.
They're not finished with me, mate. I've got a meeting with Angus in the hour at 2.
This whole thing is bollocks, isn't it? The whole thing. Absolute bollocks.
What about you? Shouldn't we be getting them all together back to work?
Monday week, if we're allowed to. They're talking about bringing another force in. I don't even care. Don't even care.
is Peter Hunter.
Oh, yes. I've been watching you on the telly. Took your time.
What have you got to tell me?
You have a date in Preston, Frenchwood Street, tonight.
What's going on? You've got him, haven't they?
What?
Listen, it's all fucking different, haven't they? You all should put him in for his darling belly now. Hey, Derek, come on! Yes! Come on! Back off!
It's over, Pete. It's all over.
I know, I've heard, John.
It's great news.
Serious trouble, Peter.
Well, they're all in my brain. Reminding me of the beast that I am.
You'll feel better now.
I should tell Monica.
Who's Monica?
Monica's my wife.
Tar pulls his pants up. Looks like a good-looking BG, she says. Luckiest bitch alive. So I get up there, and I remember him saying he needed a slash, like, going behind 10. So that's where I go. Fuck me, he'd give the internet hammer and a bloody knife on ground by back wall. I says to myself, I've just caught the Yorkshire bloody ripper.
How about that, my dear? Result. Well done.
Peter, I'd like to get straight to who it is we're talking about, okay? Okay. Good. So, first off, Myrtle Thompson.
I think. Yes.
You think?
I know. Yes.
Good. Anita Bird?
Yes.
Teresa Campbell?
Yes.
John Richards?
Yes.
Maria Watts?
Yes.
Rachel Williams?
Yes.
Dawn Johnson?
Yes.
Katie Bird?
Yes.
Claire Strachan?
Yes. No.
You sure? 77?
No, I didn't do her.
Elizabeth
McQueen?
Yes.
Doreen Pickles?
Yes.
Laura Baines?
Yes.
A lot of women, isn't it, Peter?
Think we've left anybody out?
Yeah, we have.
You must tell us then.
Okay. I saw her in New York. And she annoyed me. Probably in some minor way. But I took her to be a prostitute. So I hit her. On the head. And it was on the head. I scratched her buttocks. With a piece of axe or blade. And she was drunk. And she was laughing at me and she said, come on, get it over with. I said, don't worry, I will. And I hit her with a hammer. She made a lot of noise. So I hit her again. She was wearing very strong and cheap perfume. Then I pushed a piece of wood up her vagina. Oh, I was sure how disgusting she was. And she was dirty. She just talked about sex. I got some filling from a sofa and I put her pushed it down her throat. I held her nose. She was making a lot of noise. There was a car there. I drove up while I was hiding her behind the sofa.
I used a Phillips screwdriver. A big one. I let go of her nose after a while, but she was still breathing, making a lot of noise, so I held it again. I pulled all her clothes off, and I stabbed her with steamers with anger. Her eyes were open. She seemed to be looking at me, so I did the strangest thing. I stabbed her in the eye. I remember I put it to the lid and I sat down, jerked it in. I said, I'm sorry. I had sex with her. Her eyes were looking at me. Body. She went into the back and I tried to hit her, but I missed. And then I cried. I caught the side of the door instead. I kicked her. There's no need for that, she said. My hammer in my and I hit her on the head. I took her clothes off. I said to her, can't trust anyone these days.
Claire was just so tired of running. This is where she ended up. Not very nice, is it? Well, what do you think?
What do I think? Obstruction. Withholding evidence. Murder. I think I'll fucking arrest you.
Arrest me? They want BJ dead.
Oh, show me!
She wasn't one of the Rippers.
Why was she killed? Was it because of the porn? Was it something to do with that?
It wasn't because of the porn. It was because of what she saw. I just want them to stop.
Help me. They'll kill me.
I'll fucking kill you!
Six years ago, the Karachi Club, BJ were there, and Claire, she were a barmaid. There were bad men there. John Dawson, policemen, Bob Craven, Tommy Douglas. We saw what happened. We saw my friend Eddie come for his revenge. Eddie settled his score, and then we saw him leave. And then BJ and Claire saw what came after.
Kill the cops! Kill them all! Clean it up! Now!
Men came with guns. We heard their voices. They were policemen. Bill Malloy. Men you know. No eyes, no questions. They got Claire. I'm next.
You're lying.
Fuck off! You're hurting me. Talk to someone else.
There's nobody else left. They're all fucking dead.
Who killed her?
Tell me.
You know. No one else asked questions.
My wife had a miscarriage. I had to leave.
Well, you're back now. And now you know.
John?
How are you doing, mate?
Are you still with me?
Come in. Be careful, mate. You don't work here anymore, remember?
Oh,
Craven's out of control, John. It's got to stop here.
He's here. He's down in the belly. Like you said, Pete. He's out of control.
Five men. Five guns. Got it clear now, mate.
Not you, John.